Live from the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational, the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club, this is Focus with Paul W. Smith on the great voice of the Great Lakes 760 WJR. Just about 10 minutes until the top of the hour. So great to have you riding along with us. And we mentioned Oakland Hills, the first of 8 USGA events will be played here at the end of July, the U.S. Junior Am. What's next on the PGA Tour? That young man, those young men will be here July 22nd through the 27th at Oakland Hills, and we're so grateful to be here with Corwell Health. And this is a fantastic outing in which they're looking to raise $300,000 in the neighborhood to help benefit those in our community here. Dr. Jennifer Stromberg, radiation oncologist, Corwell Health of Beaumont Troy Hospital, joins us now. Dr. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, having all of us. We appreciate WJR so much and your sponsorship over the years.
You know, we were just talking about the Fisher Building, and now I need to know. Now I know that I better have the dessert table ready for your next venture there to the Fisher Theater when you're high atop the Golden Tower. You come see us there in our studio. You work directly with patients that benefit from patient programs that are supported from this event right here. The impact that this kind of philanthropy has on your patients is?
It's a tremendous impact. It really is a life-altering difference. The partnership we have with the community members that are out here today, the people golfing, our donors, our sponsors, has been steadfast and tremendous over the years, and we're very grateful. I'm fortunate that I'm a radiation oncologist, so I see patients on a daily basis and can see the impact. And what we really try to do is individualize our resources these days. So ask patients and families, because this disease affects the entire family unit, what they need. And then we try to tailor the resources that we have to offer to them. So it might be transportation, it might be nutritional needs, childcare needs, financial needs, nurse navigation. We really consider people survivors of cancer from the moment they're diagnosed, and we want to help them in that survivorship journey. So through their different transitions of care, and we couldn't do all that without this type of event, the monies raised here today, and the community engagement. So we're extremely grateful as providers, and I hear every day how grateful our patients are and their family members.
We were just talking to Dr. Daniel Carey about this earlier. This is a bucket list course, right? And you can book a tea time and travel all over, or you can get involved and have your money for whatever greens fee you were going to pay to go play TPC Sawgrass, for example, $500 to $700. Or you can have your money go right here and check the box for one of the nicest courses, the gem of the Great Lakes State, which is a mecca of golf, and do it while giving back. And why would Corwell Health's cancer treatment and breast care programs, why are they some of the best in the state?
I think they're some of the best in the state for many different reasons. I think this region has been, and you know, the hospital administration, the community, the board members, everyone has been incredibly generous and intelligent about identifying the state-of-the-art equipment and technology that we need to offer, you know, world-class care here in the Detroit area. And they also recognize the importance of staffing and services. This all takes people to actually deliver this care. So any employee has the ability to touch a patient in a very positive manner and change their day. And I think our culture, we're always trying to build on that. And I feel like another thing so important with cancer care is to be with these patients and their families on the continuum of their entire journey. So you've talked with some of my colleagues today about preventive care. We're really trying to go out into our community to community fairs and things like that, hold community events, always highlighting all the different months that raise awareness, whether it's colorectal cancer awareness or breast cancer awareness or childhood cancer awareness, always trying to partner with communities and events in the area to be on top of it, get ahead of it, as you say, but all the way through their cancer journey, whether it's radiation or medical oncology treatments or surgery or into palliative care and into end-of-life concerns as well. So to have that kind of continuum and then the breadth and the depth of the resources that we have and the generosity of this community, I can't say enough about some of the donors who have been with us through the years and some of the new donors that are just here today. It's been so fun to hear from them and hear from some of the ones where this is their first outing. And like you said, this is an opportunity to be highly efficient, play Oakland Hills, and benefit a good cause. So any of our listeners out there into efficiency, this is your opportunity, and you can still do it. Today's event is ongoing, but we have a website that we're still accepting donations for this year's event, beaumont.org/giving, or our telephone number, 947-522-0100. So there's still an opportunity to partner with us today and be part of this. You know, almost everyone I talk to, their life has been touched by cancer, or a neighbor's life has. So these are your family members. These are your neighbors. This is our community. Let's be there for them.
Let's be there for them. And let's have a great time giving to a great cause, right? Because that is what it's all about. I mean, I was with Tom last week at TPC. I asked him, I said, you got any more golf outings coming up? Can I get, is there any way that I can get involved and do more with Corewell Health? Because that's what, you know, we're so happy to be able to be out here and to be a part of this and to hopefully spread the word to whatever our power may be, to more people that whether they are directly impacted and affected by cancer or if they want to get involved and be one of these partners and these supporters of these great events. And I know that you told us how they can support. If you want to hit the website one more time and the phone number one more time for our listeners out there.
Sure. So it's beaumont.org/giving and the telephone number is 947-522-0100.
And Jennifer is the first name.
Correct.
Swedish. I learned that earlier, right? Stromberg, is that also Swedish?
It is.
Wow. That's fabulous. You want to know why? Big Swedish connection here in Detroit with the Red Wings. You know, Nick Lidstrom, Thomas Holmstrom, Henrik. I mean, there's been a lot of great Swedes, and you are one of them.
Thank you.
Dr. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the day. Our temp has now hit triple digits according to our atomic clock. So, grab some water, get some refreshments.
Will do. Thank you for having me and for all your support.
And stay a while, would you? That's
Will
great.
Do.
Thank you so much,
Take
Doctor.
Care.
There she goes, Dr. Jennifer Stromberg, radiation oncologist, Corewell Health, Beaumont Troy Hospital, joining us here at this just simply sensational event where we are looking to raise about $300,000 this year with just about 200 people on site. And since 1998, this event has raised more than $10.7 million for these oncology programs. The proceeds of this event today support programs and services at Walter and Marilyn Wolpin Comprehensive Breast Care Center at Corewell Health, the William Beaumont University Hospital in Royal Oak, and the Wilson Cancer Resource Center at Corewell Health in Troy. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people that help make this show all possible. Ray Templin is the one, our technical director. He sets everything up and makes sure that we have a little bit of shade out here on a hot day, thinking about needing a cold drink. That's Ray right there. Mike Parsons, he's our producer as always. He helps line everybody up and make sure that Paul's all taken care of. Danielle Mason, our audio engineer, high atop the Golden Tower, the Fisher Building over at headquarters. And I'm Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. And stay tuned right here to the great voice of the Great Lakes. We get JR Afternoons coming up, Sports Wrap, the Mitch Album Show. We've got an action-packed day here on 760 WJR.